Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma daf Peches. This is the last daf in Meseches Yuma. So we have purposely been falling behind. We are on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, all the way at the bottom of the Yamud, about four or five lines up from the bottom. So today's daf, again, the last daf in Meseches Yuma. Today we're going to talk a little bit about how to seek mechila from somebody, what somebody should do in order to appease somebody if there's been an infraction in an avera of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the actual text of Vidui, like what do we actually say during the Tefillah on Yom Kippur. We're going to talk about Tefillas Ni'ila on Yom Kippur and whether it's a substitute for Mariv Amotzei Yom Kippur, whether it's not a substitute for Mariv Amotzei Yom Kippur, what type of Mariv they would daven on Motzei Yom Kippur. So we're going to talk a little bit about the structure of the tefillah on Yom Kippur in finishing up the Masechta. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by Jeffrey Geisels and family, Lila Nishmas of Mr. Jack Geisels, Yehuda Chaim Ben Yamin, whose yard site was yesterday, Chav Zion Thomas, the Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. And it's also sponsored in honor of the second birthday of Yakira Liba Schwartz, and with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for getting her to this point. We thank all the sponsors very much for their sponsorship. So again, we left off five lines from the bottom of the page on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, although today's daf is Pei Ches, it's only a pretty short Amud Aleph, so let's get going and finish the Masechta today. So says the Gemara, Rav Zeira ki avi le milsa bahade inish, when Rav Zeira would have a beef with somebody, havi chalif etani lekamei, he would pass before the person, umamsile, he would basically make himself present before the person, in order so that he should appease him. In other words, Rav Zeira thought that even if the person would be mochel, or even if Rav Zeira would be mochel the person for the infraction that the person had done to Rav Zeira, even though the person would receive a mechila, he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah of the bakashas mechila. In other words, he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah and the inyan of actually asking for mechila, of actually asking for appeasement, and therefore Rav Zeira would make himself present in front of the guy in order to facilitate this whole exchange of seeking mechila. So Rav havile milsa ba'adayahu tavcha. So Rav had an issue with a butcher in town. So lo'asa l'kaime b'mali d'yom kippuri. The butcher didn't come to Rav to ask for mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. So Amar iu ezel, So Rav said, you know what? I'm going to go to him and I'm going to present myself to him in order so that he should appease me and thereby be mekayim the inyan, the mitzvah of appeasing his fellow and getting a mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. So Pagabe Rav Huna, so Rav Huna met Rav and said, Amar le lehecha kazal mar, where's Rav going? So Amar le lefuse leplanya, I'm going to present myself to this guy so that he can appease me. So Amar ezel abba lemiktal nafshe. So he said, wow, Abba's going to kill somebody. So, okay, because we'll see exactly why in a second. So also vakami lave. So Rav went to the butcher. Avayasa vakoi pale reshe. The guy was breaking bones from the head of an animal. So Dalaini, he raised his eyes v'chazia and he saw Rav come in. So Amar Lei, so the butcher said, Abba At, oh, you're Abba. And he said that in a derogatory way. Zili, get out of here. Milsali Bahadach, I have an issue with you. In other words, I don't want to talk to you. And he referred to him in a very disrespectful way. So Bahadi the Kapali Reshe, at the time that the fellow was breaking the bones of the animal's head, Ishtamit Garma Machia Bekue Vekatle. So a bone shot out and pierced his throat and killed him. And so sure enough, Rav Huna knew what he was talking about. He said to Rav, you got to be careful because you're going and presenting yourself to this fellow. You think he's going to appease you and you're going to be mochalim. But rather, the situation devolved. The guy acted in a disrespectful way. He called Rav Abba. And therefore, he was punished because of his disrespect. And he ultimately was killed. So there happens to be a big machlokas exactly what Rav's name was and whether in fact his name was Abba. So in other words, it could have been his name was Abba, or it could have been he was called Abba as a name of respect, just like Rav Yudah Nasi was called Rebbe, even though Rebbe wasn't his name. His name was Rav Yudah Nasi, but they called him Rebbe out of respect. So the question is, regardless, whether his name was Abba, whether his name wasn't Abba, the issue that we have with the butcher, right, the problem with what the butcher did is apparently that it was referring to Rav in a derogatory way by calling him Abba. But we know that when Rav Huna saw Rav, so Rav Huna referred to Rav, who was Rav Huna's Rebbe, as Abba, where are you going? You're going, Abba is going to kill somebody. So, if Abba was an honorific, so what was the issue with what the butcher said? And if Abba was his name, how was Rav Huna able to call him Abba? So the Tosfos Yeshanim says that Rav Huna called him Abba b'derech kavod. We call our father Abba. So in other words, he was calling him Abba as in he's the father of everybody because he teaches everybody so much, Torah. And he says, therefore, that if your father's name happens to be Abba, that's a Hebrew name. So if your father's name happens to be Abba, you're allowed to call your father Abba, even though it's also his name, because you're not being mechavin to call him by his name, you're being mechavin to call him by the honorific father. So it could be that his name was Abba. Rav Huna and the butcher really called him the same thing, but whereas the butcher called him Abba in a derogatory way because he was trying to refer to him disrespectfully by his first name, Rav Huna was referring to him in a manner of respect. Rav Huna was referring to him by the honorific, and therefore it was fine for Rav Huna to do that. So in any event, a story about how you're supposed to be mefayis somebody in terms of seeking mechila, Rav presented himself to give this guy the opportunity to do so, but the butcher blew it, and instead he died. Says the Gemara now, Vayter, last line, Rav avi pasuk sidra, kamei de Rebbe. So Rav was reciting psukim before Rebbe. So ayil asa Rav Chia. So Rav Chia then came into the shir. So adel reisha. So he went back to the beginning of the shir. So ayil bar kapara. Then bar kapara came. Adel reisha. Again, he came back to the beginning of the shir. So also Rav Shimon bar Rebbe. Then Rav Shimon bar Rebbe came in. So you have all these latecomers. He's in the middle of saying the psukim. But every time somebody came in late, adel reisha. Again, he came. He went back to the beginning of the shir. Also Rav Chanina bar Chama. So Rav Chanina bar Chama came in. Amar kuli hai neder v'nezel. What am I going to keep going back? Every time somebody comes in late, I'm going to go back to the beginning. I'm never going to get done with the shir. I'm never going to get done with the psukim that I'm reading. So lo hader. So he didn't go back to the beginning. So ikvid Rav Chanina. So Rav Chanina then took offense. He said, everybody else came in late. Rav went back to the beginning of the shir. I came in late. Rav isn't going back to the beginning of the shir. Why is everybody better than me? So azal Rav lagabe tlesar male yome kipure. So Rav went to Rav Chanina for 13 years on Erev Yom Kippur, velo Ephayas. And nevertheless, Rav Chanina didn't forgive Rav for the apparent slight that even though he went back to the beginning of the shir every time one of the other Amoram came in late, he didn't go back to the beginning of the shir when Rav Chanina came in late. Says the Gemara of Eichav Ad Hachi, how was he able to do this? Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina kolam avakesh motim echavero al yevakesh mimenu yoser mishalosh pamim, that if a person is going to seek mechila from his friend, he shouldn't ask for mechila more than three times. So how was it that Rav was able to go to Rav Chanina 13 times to ask mechila if you're not supposed to go any more than three times? Says the Gemara, Rav was different. And Rav was different. Rashi says that he was machmir on himself to be mevakesh mechila more than three times. The Rosh and the Rif and others have the girsa, not Rav Shani, but Rabbo Shani. The Rav Chanina was Rav's Rebbe, and when a Talmud is mevakesh mechila from a Rebbe, he has to be mevakesh mechila more than three times. So the rule that a person should be mevakesh only three times, that's only by a regular person. By a Rebbe Talmud relationship, you have to be mevakesh even more than three times. The Sfasema says the reason that you're supposed to be mevakesh only three times is because generally speaking, like if it hasn't worked the first three times, it's not going to work. So if you ask for mechila once, twice, three times, fine, but more than three times, you're wasting your breath. In other words, you know that a guy's not going to be mochel you anyway. But Rabbo is different because Rav knew that ultimately Rav Chanina would be mekabel the mechila from him because of the Rebbe. Rebbe Talmud, because of the Rebbe Talmud relationship. Says the Gemara, right, now I understand how Rav went to him more than three times. Rav Chanina Hechi Abedachi. How did Rav Chanina behave like this? Rav came to him 13 times in Erev Yom Kippur to ask him for Mechila, and he didn't get over the fact that Rav didn't go back to the beginning of this year when Rav Chanina came in late. Vama Rava, Kala Mavral Midosav, anybody who's Mavral Midosav, anybody who's Mavatar, who looks the other way, Mavir-in-law, Kol Pshav, he's forgiven for all of his sins. So what was it Rav Chanina standing on principle that he wasn't Mochel Rav 13 years because Rav didn't go back to the beginning of the Pasuk when Rav Chanina came into the shir late? It doesn't make any sense. El Rav Chanina Chalma Chazilei, Rav Chanina saw in a dream the Rav de Zakfu, that they hung him up, de Zakfu Bedikla, that they hung him up from a palm tree. So what was the significance? Vigmiri, and we know, the Kol de Zakfu Bedikla Reishahavi. Anybody who's hung up from a palm tree in a dream, he's going to become a Rosh Hashiva. Now at that time, Rav Chanina was the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael. We also know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't let a malchus touch its friend, ein malchus nagas b'chavrta afilu kamalei nima. That if it's somebody's time to be elevated to the position of malchus or position of Rosh Hashiva, then you gotta get rid of the old Rosh Hashiva because it's impossible that there will be co-Rosh Yeshiva. So Rav Chanina was nervous that if he saw in a dream that Rav is gonna be the Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chanina was the current Rosh Hashiva, he was afraid then that he was gonna die so that Rav could come and take over his position. So Amar, Shma Mino, Boy Lemeved Rishusa, obviously he thought that Rav was coming to ask him Rishus so that Rav could take over for Rav Chanina's position, as the Rosh Hashiva in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo afayis ki echad lezo v'ligmar raisa b'vavel, and it was calculated. He didn't forgive him because he thought, if I don't forgive him, Rav is going to give up hope, he's going to leave town, he's going to go to Bavel, and he's going to become the Rosh Hashiva in Bavel, and that's why he wasn't mokalim, because he didn't want Rav to be mamali makomo in the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to force him to go to Bavel. So there was some sort of calculation behind the behavior of not giving the mechila even after 13 times. Says the Gemara in Avaitar, Tana Rabbana, mitzvah's vidui. The mitzvah of vidui. We've been speaking a lot about vidui and confessing sins. Now, what is it? So Erev Yom Kippurim im chashecha, the mitzvah of vidui is Erev Yom Kippurim, Erev Yom Kippur, even by mincha, im chashecha. Avalom ruchachamim, yizvadu kodem sheyochal. Now, what you should do is don't wait until right before Yom Kippur in order to do this, because what a person is doing right before Yom Kippur is he's preparing for his fast. The yizvada kodem sheyochal v'yishte, that a person should say vidui before he eats and drinks, like we do. We daven mincha before the suda mafsekes, and therefore that's when you say the vidui. Shami titor v'dayte besuda. Maybe you're gonna lose your concentration with the suda. Rashi says machmas shichrus because you're gonna get drunk, which is a little interesting because to my knowledge nobody really drinks the suda before Yom Kippur. Probably not advisable, but and in any event, in order to guard against losing focus and just having it escape you, you should say the vidui and mincha before Yom Kippur. And even though you have already said vidui by mincha before the suda, you should say vidui again. Shema ira dvar kakola besuda, lest you committed a sin during the course of the suda. Vafal pishes vada arvis, and even though, and this is the vidui that we say in Mariv, right? We say a vidui in mincha, then we say a vidui in Mariv after the suda mapsakas. Vafal pishes vada arvis, and even though you already said the vidui at Mariv, he's vada shachris, he's shayed again by shachris. Shachris is vada b'mincha, but he's vada b'musav rather. B'musav is vada b'mincha, b'mincha is vada b'ni'ila. We say vidui in all of these tfilos on Yom Kippur. V'heichan amru, and where does an individual say the vidui? So yachid achar tfiloso. So the yachid, a person who's davening the silent Shmona Esrei, says it after the silent Shmona Esrei, but before Elokai Netzar, like sort of in the middle of Elokai Netzar over there. Shliach Tzibur Amro Be'emtsa, and the Shliach Tzibur says the vidui in the middle of the Chazaras Hashatz. So my Amar, what does he say when he's saying vidui? What's the text? So we have a machlokas, a multiple pronged machlokas over here, what the text of the vidui is. So Amar Rav, Ata Yodea Roze Olam, Shmuel Omar Mimamake Alev, Velevi Omar Uvasaraska Kosov Lemar, Rav Yochanan Omar Ribon Olamim, we say Ribon Olamim. Rashi says that's the Ribon Olamim, Kiloa Tzikasenu Anachnu Mapilim Tachlinin Lefanecha. So that's the Ribon Olamim that appears in Karbonos, popularized now by Barry Weber, but that's the text of the of the vidui. Rav Yehuda Amar ki avonoseinu rabbi milimnos, that our sins are too great to count. V'chateinu atzmo misaper. Rav Amnuna Amar lokai, and this is the text of our vidui that we have. Ad shalom etzarti. So misaper Rav Amnuna Amar. Rav Amnuna Amar lokai ad shalom etzarti nekedai. Achshav shenetzarti kilul netzarti. You know, I wasn't fit to be created. Now that I'm created, it's better that I had not have been created. Offer ani b'chaye kavachomer b'misosi. I'm offering when I'm alive, kavachomer when I'll be dead. Hari ani lefenecha kechlima lebusha chlima. I'm behold in front of you like a empty, disgusting kli. Yirotzam lefenecha shlo echta. Lemay it be your will that I not sin anymore. Mashachatosi. And what I have sinned, marok barachamecha. You should erase with your rachamim, with your mercy. Avalo al yedei yisurin. However, not through yisurin. V'hainu vidui de Rava kulishato. The Rav Amnuna Zuta b'yamakipurei. That was the vidui that Rava always said, and that was the vidui that Rav Amnuna Zuta would say on Yom Kippur. So Amar Mazutra lo Amran ela de lo Amar aval anachdu chatanu. That when did I say that you have to say the Elokayet Shalinasarti and it could die, that whole long thing? That's only if you didn't say aval anachdu chatanu. Aval Amar aval anachdu chatanu tzulo tzarech. But if you said aval anachdu chatanu, that is the essence of the vidui. The essence of the vidui is admitting that you're a sinner. And so once you say v'anachnu chatanu, that's the ikar vidui. Da'amar baram duri ava kimna kamei de Shmuel. He was once davening on Yom Kippur with Shmuel, v'ava Yosef, and he was sitting during the tefillah, during the chazaras hashatz, kimot ha-shlicha de tziburi v'amar aval anachnu v'chatanu, when the shliach tzibur got up and said aval anachnu chatanu, come make him. He got up and he stood only for the ikar vidui, and he stood only when the shliach tzibur said aval anachnu chatanu. So from that he deduced amalei shmamina ikar vidui. Hi, it's obvious that this is then the ikar vidui, that this is the ikar vidui of Yom Kippur. It's when a person confesses his sins literally, and when he says anachnu chatanu. Says the Gemara Vayter Tanan Hasam b'shalosh prakim bashana, three times in the year kohanim nosin es kapeyem arba pamim bayom. The kohanim duchen four times during the day. B'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincha, uvin'ila sharim. So you duchen every time you daven. Ve'elu ein shalosh prakim. What are the three times during the year when the kohanim duchen all these times? So b'tanios, uvimamados, uviyom kippurim. So it's by tanis, by the maimud, and the yom kippurim. What's the maimud? The maimud are the 4 days where the anshei maimud would sit in tanis, so that the baal of the korban would be standing on the korban when it's brought. There's an issue that the yisrael b'mamadam, that the baal korban has to be davening and focusing on the avoda at the time the korban is brought. The problem is, we have no idea what a bala korban is going to do, and there are also a bunch of korbanas sibur that are brought, so what do we do in order to make sure the bala korban is standing on the korban? So they would divide people into the mamados, and the mamados would take turns. Each day, there would be a maimud who was on duty and would have to sit and learn all day and daven all day so that they should be davening on the korbanos. There were 24 mamados, and some of them would go to the Beis HaMikdash, but most of them would sit in their own city in the Beis HaKnesses, and they would fast and they would daven. And Rashi points out of here, when we say that there were three times during the year when the Kohanim would duchen four times a day, by Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ila, says Rashi, hang on a second. Ne'ila is only a Yom Kippur thing. There is no Ne'ila on a regular fast day. There is no Ne'ila on the Mamados. So what are we talking about when we say that the Kohanim would duchen four times a year? So, four times a day, rather, during these three times a year. So says Rashi, no, the intent of the Gemara is that there were certain days, only very few days during the year, when the Kohanim would duchen every single time people davened. Now, it happens to be on Yom Kippur, that was four times, because it was Shacharis, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila. On the Tanios and the Mamados, it was only three times. There was no musaf on the maimed and the tanis. So they would duchen only three times. So in other words, the point of the Gemara is not that they would duchen four times during the day on these days. It's that they would duchen however many tefillos there were, they would duchen on all those times. So says the Gemara, my nilash sharim. What is nilas sharim? So we talk about nila, but what is it? So Rav Amar Tzlusa Yeserta. So it's an extra tefillah, And Rashi says, Mispalal Sheva Kishar Tfilos. We say seven brachos during this tefillah, like we do for the other Shmona Esrays on Yom Kippur. Just like the other Shmona Esrays on Yom Kippur, we're saying seven brachos, the three in the beginning, the three in the end, and the one Birchas Hayom in the middle. It's obviously a much longer Shmona Esray, but it's one Birchas Hayom in the middle. So too by Ne'ilah, that's what they would say. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, no, instead of the whole text of the Shmona Esray, it's very, very short. Ma'anu mechayenu. Just ma'anu mechayenu. That's what they would say by Nila will be a lot shorter. So, Meisvei, so says the Gemara, or Yom Kippurim, on the night of Yom Kippur, by Mariv, Mispalol Sheva, Umizvade. You say Shmon Esrei with the seven brachos and your Mizvade. B'shachris, Mispalol Sheva, Umizvade. Shachris again, say Shmon Esrei with seven brachos and say Vidui. B'musav, Mispalol Sheva, Umizvade. B'mincha, Mispalol Sheva, Umizvade. By Ne'ilah, you also say the Shmona Esrei of seven brachas, and you say Vidui. So how can you say that Ne'ilah is only Ma'anu Mechayenu? If we see over here explicitly that, then by Ne'ilah, you say again a full Shmona Esrei, and you're going to say the Vidui during your Shmona Esrei. So Tanoi, so it's a Malachos Tanoim, the Tanya. Yom Kippur min Chashecha. Yom Kippur, when it's getting dark. Mispalol Sheva Umizvade. You say Shmon Esrei with the seven brachos, the regular Yom Tov Tikkun Shmon Esrei for Yom Kippur, and your Mizvade. V'chosem bevidui, and you conclude it with vidui. Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, Mispalol Sheva, you have to say the regular Shmon Esrei with the seven brachos for Yom Kippur. V'imrotza lachtam bevidui, chosem, and if you want to be chosem with vidui, then you could be chosem. So in other words, the machlokas that we have here is only whether you're chosem bevidui by the Shmon Esrei of Ne'ilah. Everybody seems to hold that the Shmon Esrei of Ne'ilah is a regular Shmon Esrei. It's the one of seven brachas. So it's Yufta to Shmuel to Yufta. So it's a machloke. So it's a kasha on Shmuel, because Shmuel had said that all you have to do is say ma'anu mechayenu, and whereas all of these shitas seem to say that it definitely involves a full Shmona Esrei. So Ula Barav Nachis Kamei Derava. So Ula Barav came before, he was davening before Rava. Pasach Biata Verchatanu. So he started by saying Ata Verchatanu. V'siyem B'ma'anu Mechayenu. And he was Messiah B'ma'anu Mechayenu at the end. That's the Vidui at the end of the Shmon Esrei for Nila. V'shabchei Rav Huna B'rei Derav Nasan. V'shabchei Rav Huna B'rei Derav Nasan. So Amar V'yachad Amar Achar Tfilaso. So he praised him, and then Rav said that a person should say the Manu Mechayenu after his tefillah. But again, what we see over here is that the tefillah of Ne'ilah involves a full Shmona Esrei. And here's how we know that it involves a full Shmona Esrei. Omar Rav, tefillas Ne'ilah poteres es shel arvis. So tefillas Ne'ilah poters you from davening Mariv on Yom Kippur. So if you've daven Ne'ilah, you don't have to daven Mariv on Yom Kippur. So Rav Latamei, Rav goes according to his own reasoning. D'amar tzlusa yisertahi, because it's an extra tefillah. V'kivan tzalilei sulo tzarech, and therefore once you daven Ne'ilah, you no longer have to daven. You no longer have to daven Mariv. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rav Hachi, Vamar Rav Halacha Kedivri Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. But Rav says that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. So Ledivri Amar Chova Kamar. No, so according to the Man Amar, it says Chova, once you davened it, you don't have to daven it again. Okay, but there's a Tosfos here, so we have to read the Tosfos, the top Tosfos. Vamar Rav Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So Temele, Damar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Hamar b'perek tefilas hashachar. We see in Maseches Brachos, Tavlo espalal arvis, mespalal shachar shnayim. So you're saying that tefilas arvis is a reshus, meaning it's totally optional. However, we have a whole song in Maseches Brachos. What happens if you forget to daven mariv? Do you have to make a makeup tefilah by shachris? V'yamar nami halsam b'sof perek tefilas hashachar. Tavlo iskar shol rosh chodesh b'layla. We also have a song. What if you forget rosh chodesh at mariv? In machzira noso, you don't have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Why? Not because you never had to daven Mariv in the first place, but lafisha ein makachin esachodesh belaila. because you can't be Mekadesh L'Chodesh at night. Hai lav hachi, but if it weren't for this, Machzirin, then you would have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei B'Ma'ariv. Amai, typically, Tefilas Arvis Rishos. Why don't we say that the reason that you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei when you forget Yalav Yavo is because you never had to daven it to begin with. And if you never had to daven it to begin with, that's why you don't have to repeat it if you forget Yalav Yavo. So over here says the Ri, a famous Yisod, which we saw back when we learned Maseches Brachos a little while ago. V'yamari, Nihidu Rishosi, Ein Lavat Labachinam. Yeah, it's a Rishos relative maybe to the other Tefilas. Even though it's a Rishos, that does not give us a license to be Mevatel the Tfilas Arvis for no reason. Imlo Mebnei Shum Mitzvah Overes, Oshara Emyana. Were it not for a Mitzvah Overes that you would otherwise have to perform instead of davening. The Parakama, the Shabbos, Lo Matrochina, Le V'chein, Alal Mitoso, Di Yerushalmi, De Matrochina, Noso Sheyered. So in other words, if you're involved in something else, maybe you don't have to daven Mariv, but it's a real tefillah, and says Tosfos Tzedek, even the Yaakov Avinu Tikna, Lo Tikna, Levatola. The tefillahs were Keneged the Avos, Avram, Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, Yaakov, Mariv. You're going to say that Yaakov's tefillah is a Rishus, you never have to daven it? The Yod, Kivan, the Keneged Evarim, Abdarim, he, or even according to the Mount Emor, it says the tefillah was Keneged the Karbanos, Shemalan, Amaktiran, Kalalaila, it's Keneged, and Arvis is Keneged the Evarim and the Bedarim, that they would be Makter all night, Nihidalo, Maakvi, Kaparim, Yikomaka, Mitzvah, Lahakter. So even though the burning of the Evarim and the Bedarim is not Makiv the carbon, it's still a mitzvah to bring them on the Mizbeach, and Philos Arvis, Nami Mitzvah. So Philos Arvis is also a mitzvah. And therefore, you shouldn't be mavatalit bechinam. Betema my parachacha v'amarav tefilas arvis rishus. So over here, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying that if you daven nila, you don't have to daven mariv. And the Gemara is saying mariv tefilas arvis is rishus anyway. Why would you daven mariv? Says Tosfos, why would you daven mariv? We just said that even though tefilas arvis is a rishus, you can't be mavatalit for nothing. So how can you ask why would you daven mariv? So says the Gemara, so says Tosos rather, Ramin and the Bechinan in Levatel, Vyesh Lomar, to Ein Ze Bechinam. This is not considered to be being Mevatel Mariv Bechinam. Why? The Belolia Makipura, Mitzvah Latorah, Chalachim, Sarche Suda, Tahavi Kein Yantif, because Matzah Yom Kippur is like a little bit of a Yantif, and it's a mitzvah to go prepare the Suda. So what did we said? That you shouldn't be Mevatel Tfilos Arvis for nothing, but you're allowed to be Mevatel it for a Dvar Mitzvah. Says Tosfos, this is an inherent Dvar Mitzvah, because you have to go prepare your Suda for Matzah Yom Kippur. Says Tosfos also, over here, we're not talking about totally abolishing Mariv. The whole issue here is once you've daven Ne'ila, is it good enough to go for Tfilas Arvis as well? So if you're going to say Tfilas Arvis is Chova, it doesn't matter how many times earlier in the day I daven, Tfilas Arvis, I have to daven. If it's a Rishus, I'm not really being Mavatala because I already added an extra Tfila of Ne'ila, therefore maybe that Tfila is going to be, enough. Okay, so says the Gemara. So let's now go back to the Gemara. So says the Gemara, three lines up from the bottom on Pei Zayin Amud Beis Meisvei. Or Yom Kippurim Mispal Al Sheva Umizvada. Marav Yom Kippur you daven Shmon Esrei and you say Vidu. Shachris Sheva Umizvada. Shachris you daven Shmon Esrei and you say Vidu. Musaf Sheva Umizvada. Beniila Mispal Al Sheva Umizvada. By Ne'ila, first of all, we skip Mincha, but we have to add Mincha, your Mespal al Sheva umizvada. By Ne'ila, Mespal al Sheva umizvada. By Ne'ila, you daven a regular Shmoneh Esrei of seven brachas and you say vidui. Arvis, Mespal al Sheva, me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. By Mariv, we also say seven brachos, but it's me'ein Shmoneh Esrei. So what's me'ein Shmoneh Esrei? So Rashi says the me'ein Shmoneh Esrei is Havinenu, the last Rashi on the page. So the seven brachas, this also we had in Maseches Brachos, Havinenu is a condensed form of Shmoneh Esrei, where it's basically the greatest hits. in the one bracha in the middle, instead of having all the brachas in the middle, it's the greatest hits bracha in the middle that has like a couple of words that are shayach to each of the brachas in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. And Rashi explains here, Gimel Rishonos v'Gimel Achronos Ketiknan v'Yemer Havineinu Be'emsa Sheyishba Me'ein Shalosh Esrei Brachos. It has little snippets, little tidbits from the 13 brachas in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. V'Tfila Ksara Shetiknu L'Ovrei Drachim. That's the short tfila that they were sakin for Ovrei Drachim. L'Maso Yom Kippur Etiru Lotes V'Amnei Torah. And on Matzah Yom Kippur, they were matir to daven and say Avinenu instead of a full Shemoneh Esrei because of the tircha. Everybody's fasting, and therefore it's good to let people get out of shul already. Says Tosfos over here on the bottom. Perush Rashbam, Taima Mishum Dekivan Dakati Ubatanis, Choshev Kiyom Kippurim, Lachim Mispal Losheva, Ulafisha Kvar Pona Yom Bechol, Avi, Lachim Mispal Mein Yud Ches. Says the Rashbam, brought down by Tosfos, this is sort of like a compromise, because Matzah Yom Kippur, it's like a little bit of a weird situation. It's already after Yom Kippur, so it's no longer Yontif, but you're still fasting, so it's sort of like it is Yom Kippur, so we have a compromise. You're going to say Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachas, because that's what we do on Yom Kippur. It's a Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachas. But you're also, the middle bracha is going to be the Vacha Dekah Shemoneh Esrei. It's going to be the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, because after all, it's no longer Yom Kippur. So if we're looking for a Shemoneh Esrei that's a weekday Shemoneh Esrei on the one hand, but only has seven brachas on the other hand, what do? So we say Avineinu, says Tosfos. That's a nice compromise. Okay, so says the Gemara in Avaiter, last line. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel mishum avosa mispalo Shemoneh Esrei Shleimos. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel would daven a full Shemoneh Esrei on Motzei Yom Kippur. Why? Turning to today's daf, Peches Amen Aleph, Mneshet Tzorech Lomar Havdalah B'Chonein Adas. Because you have to say Havdalah in Chonein, because you have to say Havdalah in Chonein Odas, and since you have to say Abdullah and Ata Chonan Tanu, we're afraid that you're going to be Mavalbal and you're not going to put the bracha of Abdullah in the part of Avinenu that deals with Ata Chonan Tanu. And Tosfos over here points out, in the top Tosfos, a couple of lines in, he says, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Avinenu Chutz M'Motzei Shabbos, that we said in Maseches Brachos already that the whole year long they would daven Avinenu by Marav except for Motzei Shabbos, Shechor Klomer Abdullah B'Chonein Adas. Except for Motzei Shabbos, when you have to daven a full Shemoneh Esrei, because you have to say Avdalah in Chonein Hadas. And Tosfos says, and we ask in the Gemara, how come you just don't incorporate the Avdalah into the bracha of Havineinu? And the answer is because we're afraid that you're going to mess it up, because we're not used to saying Avineinu. So if you're going to say, not only say Avineinu, which is foreign to us, but also incorporate Avdalah, not to Chon Antonu into Avineinu, it's not going to wind up right. You're not going to wind up saying the Shemoneh Esrei properly. Therefore, we say a full Shemoneh Esrei on Matzah Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara. So Tanoihi. So first of all, over here we had a machlokes. What type of Shemoneh Esrei we're saying on Matzah Yom Kippur? Is it a Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachas, the condensed version of Avineinu? Is it a full Shemoneh Esrei, the regular Shemoneh Esrei, like we do on Matzah Yom Kippur? But everybody says that you got to say Shemoneh Esrei on Matzah Yom Kippur. So what was Rav talking about when he said that if you said Ne'ilah, it exempts you from saying Shemoneh Esrei? So says the Gemara Tanoi, it's a machlokas anam, Detanya, kol chayvei tefilos tovel in kedarka miyom kippurim, all chayvei tefilos are tovel kedarka on Yom Kippur. They go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Nida v'yoledes, tovelos kedarka melele Yom Kippurim. And nida or yoledes, they're tovel kedarka, even on Yom Kippur night. A balkeri, let's say a person has a balkeri, and Takanas Ezra is that a balkeri has to have a tefila before davening or learning. So balkeri tovel v'holech ad hamincha. That a balkeri can go and he can be tovel up until mincha. After mincha, there's no purpose in the balkeri being tovel. Rav Yossi amar kol hayom kulo. Rav Yossi says no, he could be tovel. He could be tovel kol hayom kulo because he still has to daven ne'ila. So it's mashma from Rav Yossi that you're davening ne'ila during the day, and therefore, if you experience keri on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to go to the mikvah even late in the day when you're davening ne'ilah, because ne'ilah is davened in the day, and the only way you could daven ne'ilah is if you go to the mikvah. So you could go to the mikvah in order to daven ne'ilah. If ne'ilah is davened in the day, it can't possibly pater mariv, because mariv has to be davened at night. So if you have to daven ne'ilah during the day, it can't pater mariv. V'reminu azav v'azav av ha'metzora Vametzaras, Uboel Nida, Vitame Mace, all these people who are Tame, Toplin, Kadarkam, Yom Kippurim, they could go to the mikvah like usual on Yom Kippur. Nida, Vialedes, Toblas, Kadarkam, Balele, Yom Kippurim, and Nida, Yaledes could be Tobel even on Yom Kippur night. Balkeri, Tobel, Vole, Kolo, Yom Kulo. A Balkeri could be Tobel all day. Rav Yossi Omar, Minamil Chalamala, Ein Yachal Litbol. However, by Mincha Lamala, you can't be Tovel. So what is it? Can I be Tovel Kol Hayom? Can I openly be Tovel Adam Mincha Lamala? Says the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Hada Tali, Tzvilas Nila, Hada Lo Tzali. One situation is talking about where you didn't daven Nila. The other is talking about where you did daven Nila. So Rashi over here says, Lo Kasha, Hada Merav Yossi Yocham, Adam Mincha Lamala, Ein Yachal Litbol, is where you already daven Nila B'yom, Kodem Shara Keri, Vada Amina La'el, Kol Hayom. And when we say that you're allowed to be tovel all day, it's b'dalotali tfilas nila kisharoi keri. It's when you haven't daven nila. So whether we're going to let you go to the mikvah depends on do you still need to daven another tefillah. If you still need to daven another tefillah, we're going to let you go to the mikvah. If you don't need to daven another tefillah, then we are not going to let you. Then we are not going to let you go to the mikvah. But either way, it's mashma that you have to daven nila during the day. And therefore, it's a kasha on Rav, who says that a kapater marib. But says the Gemara, idit sali. So if you've already davened ila, so my tamaya drabanan. So why would the Rabbanan say that you're tov v'holich kol hayom? The Rabbanan just said in this brisa that we just quoted before we cited Rav Yossi. You said that min hamilcha l'mala you can't go to the mikvah. The Rabbanan said you're allowed to go all day, but if you've already davened ila, why are you going? Safri Rabbanan, tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, because the Rabbanan hold that tefillah b'zmana mitzvah, that even though there is no tefillah left to daven on Yom Kippur, tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. So it happens to be, even though we do hold, we don't have this issue of tefillah b'zmana mitzvah in the sense that nidas nowadays, when they're going to the mikvah, it's already so many chumras on top of so many chumras, it's not really considered bizmana. And that's why no woman goes to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Still, the poskim take it very seriously. So if it's a lel tefillah, you gotta take it very seriously and you gotta get to the mikvah. But it's not considered bizmana to the extent that we're gonna let somebody go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Michlal, the Rav Yossi Savar, Lav Mitzvah. So Michlal, the Rav Yossi says, is not a mitzvah, because Rav Yossi is the one who says that the only time you're allowed to go to the mikvah is if you haven't yet davened Ila. But stam to be mekayim tefillah b'zmana, I'm not going to let you go to the mikvah. Vatanya, but we learn in a braisa, Reisha, Yesham, Shem, Kosav, Al Besaro. If you have the Shem Hashem written on your skin for some reason, Harezeh lo yirchas, you're not allowed to take a bath, Vim v'lo yasuch, nor can you anoint yourself with cream, v'lo yam b'makam atanofes, you can't stand in a dirty place, nizdamna lo tefillah's mitzvah, if you have to go to the mikvah, korichal of Gemi v'yored v'tovel, that you have to tie something around it and you have to be tovel. Rav Yossi Yomer, Rav Yossi says, yored v'tovel kedarko, you go to the mikvah like usual, uvavad shalei yishav shef, just make sure not to rub it. The kaimelon de v'tfilah b'zmana mitzvah pligi, and we say that they're arguing about tefillah b'zmana, because if you hold tefillah b'zmana as a mitzvah, just get into the mikvah. Just try not to rub it. If you hold tefillah b'zmana as not a mitzvah, then go look for a gemi, go look for something to try to cover the Shem Hashem with. So ahi Rav Yossi Rav Yudi. So that is Rav Yossi. So we saw that Rav Yossi said, just go yori kedarko. So how can you say that Rav Yossi holds that tefillah b'zmana is lav mitzvah? If over here we say that Rav Yossi says tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah, and that's why he says get into the mikvah immediately. So it says ahi Rav Yossi Rav Yudi. That's Rav Yossi Rav Yudi. The Tani Rav Yossi Rav Yudi Omer. Rav Yossi Rav Yudi, there's a machlokas in Maseches Nida, a big complicated sugya that we'll get to in a couple of years, where a woman has a miscarriage and she's not sure when exactly she had the miscarriage and whether it was a boy or a girl, and Yemei Tumah, Yemei Tara, how many times she has to go to the mikvah during 13 weeks. The Gemara can make you dizzy with a calendar. But Rav Yossi Rav Yudi is the one who says, you know what, just wait until the end of the 13 weeks and go once. Because all he cares about is that she will have gone once. He doesn't care about tefillah b'zmana mitzvah. But that is Rav Yossi Rav Yudi. Regular Rav Yossi will say that tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah. So if tefillah b'zmana is a mitzvah, that would explain why he would let somebody go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even if he's already davened ni'ilah. Tana Rabbanan, Haroe Keri B'Yom HaKippurim. If a person experiences Keri on Yom Kippur, Yorid V'Tovel, he should go to the mikvah, Ula Erev Yishav Sheif, and at night he should be Mishav Sheif, he should rub himself in order to get rid of a Chatzisa. So, La Erev, my dahava hava, saying go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur and at night try to remove a chatzitza. But at night you already went to the mikvah, you've already gone to the mikvah on Yom Kippur. Ela'ima meba erev yishav sheif. No, it means prepare yourself on Yom Kippur night. You should be mishav sheif. In other words, before you saw Keri, to make sure that you don't have a chatzitza, because if you see Keri and have to go to the mikvah, that way you're not going to have a chatzitza on your body. Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman, Aroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim, Avonosov Mochlin Lo, Mechulin Lo. Anybody who sees Keri on Yom Kippur, his Avonos are going to be Mochel, Vatanya Avonosov Sdurin. Aye, don't we have a brisa that says that his Avonos are all set up for him, not that they're going to be Mochel? So my Sdurin, what does it mean when it says Sdurin, that they're all arranged, Sdurin Li Mochel, they're arranged to be Mochel. Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Aroa Keri B'Yom HaKippurim. If a person sees Keri on Yom Kippur, Yida Kalashana Kula, he should fear the entire year, because it's not good to see Keri on Yom Kippur. Vim also Loshana, however, if he lives out the year, Muftok Loshu Ben Olam Abba. He's Muftok that he's Ben Olam Abba. Amar Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchok, Teida Shekol Olam Kula Rav, because everybody was hungry. In other words, they weren't able to satisfy this urge. V'usava, but he was satisfied, not in the right way, but he was satisfied anyway, and therefore he has a milo over other people, so to speak. Yasser Rav Dimi Amar, Mefesh Chaye Sagi Umaske, that he'll live long and he will multiply. And Rashi says this is he'll multiply with banim ubnei banim, because this is the simin yireh zera. If a person sees zera, if a person experiences keri, yarich yamim, he's going to have an arichas yamim. So on that note of having an arichas yamim, hadron al chiyam kiburim v'slichal meseches yuma. So thus we conclude meseches yuma. Mazel tov to everybody, and tomorrow we are back starting meseches sukkah, God willing. Everybody have an excellent day.